gang's all here, and DeMarco's in for Ireland. And yeah. Saturday, unfortunately, the pickleball turned out to be a washout. A lot of people showed up, and we appreciate everybody being there. But we never got to play, despite the fact that Morales kept saying, well, the radar shows that there'll be a window between 11:15 and 11:25.
Well, every half an hour. To his credit, though, I was also on the Weather Channel app. And it
did, were you?
And it kept updating, and it kept saying that rain will be over at 10:30, at 11, 11:30. So it just kept moving. It was not to go all Dallas rains on everyone, but there was this big cell.
Uh-huh.
And it was literally riding on the coast, not the coast, but like alongside Fountain Valley.
Wow.
I drove on the 405 2 miles away, and it was sunny.
Completely dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's unfortunate, though, DeMarco, I'll tell you, because George and I, speaking of Muhammad Ali earlier, you know, we pulled
he was truculent.
Right. We pulled a rope-a-dope on you last week.
A rope-a-dope? What do you mean?
That's right. Well, you and Beto kicked our ass, but you don't really think we were giving any effort, do you?
I do.
No, we set it up so that you guys would be overly confident, and then you would go tell everybody, Sonato and Cap are horrible.
I don't believe that for
They're
one
so
second.
So bad. Yeah.
I don't believe that for one second.
Yeah, we had a whole game plan.
No.
I was like, George, let's make sure we let these guys be super confident. Let's lose.
I saw your face on every point you scored. You were not letting us win.
No, we did.
Come on now. Mm. Stop that.
George, is that true?
You know, Cappy is a bit diabolical that way.
Oh, you think he
You mean
was...
Cappy did it, not you.
Well, my back was killing me. So,
I couldn't God.
Get
every ball.
Now, Shiano, you played a lot to get... Were you bummed that you didn't get to show off
That's
your...
A great
no,
call.
I
Pickle
wasn't
skills?
Bummed because my back is still stiff.
From what? From pickleball?
No, I threw it out last week on Thursday.
Oh, no.
And then played with you guys a week later.
Oh.
And then it got worse after that. After I thought it was fine, it got worse. So Saturday would have been literally me on also. I had taken three a leave and a muscle relaxer
just to
get through the pickleball.
Well, I hope we're going to still keep playing. No,
we are.
Yeah,
my back.
Okay.
Yeah,
my
we're
back
1 year away
out.
From doing it again.
No,
you and I can keep playing. We live right
Good.
By each other.
It's great exercise.
But you know, I was dealing with injury too because I had the stationary bike accident.
Right, that's true. You fell off trying to
I was
dog.
Stoned while I was trying to pet my dog and riding the assault bike with the arms going like it just went right down.
Damn. You fell off a stationary bike?
It's not completely stationary because the arms are going back and forth. You know, like an assault bike?
You're the first I've ever heard that got hurt on a stationary
happens.
Bike.
It happens.
Wow.
I'm recovering.
Incredible.
Thank you.
But I want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, the pickleball was canceled.
Yeah.
Which was a bummer because everybody was there. People had worked out. They trained.
Yep.
You know, people were in the parking lot hitting pickleballs back and forth to each other, thinking that they were getting ready to play. And, you know, all of the great partners of the radio station, people that come to mind, like the Island Boys.
Pizza Hut or
Hoffies right.
or Culture Pop Soda.
Right. All of these great partners of the radio station were there hoping to, you know, provide pizza and dogs and soda and everything all day long. But the fact is that even though the pickleball wasn't played, a massive, massive tailgate party broke out in the parking lot. And people were partying.
Oh, yes. When I immediately pulled up, it was definitely very green.
Yeah,
very green.
Right. Chris Ward brings weed for the world.
I got a doggy bag from Chris on Saturday.
I have so many doggy bags.
I know. I use them all.
Yeah.
I go through this stuff.
I use them all.
I go through this stuff really fast.
So Chris Ward was getting everybody, you know, in the right state of mind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Beto has his truck, and he is parked, and it's the weirdest thing. It's never like Beto needs, hey, we need to go to the store and get more stuff. Beto has enough to last for hours and hours and hours. Champagne, cervezas, you know, jugo de naranja, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this guy is just loaded for a tailgate party. And then if anybody wanted pizza or hot dogs or anything, they were able to go over. It was, even though the pickleball was not played.
Yes.
Can we all agree? It was a phenomenal time.
I completely agree. And by the time we got to the very end and the people that hung in there, the true P1s, the P1s of all P1s were there at the very end. And it was very nice. I got a happy birthday and it was very nice.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. And then you know what happened, Mace? I don't know if you know this or not.
No.
But when Chris finally called it and you guys, you know, they said happy birthday to you.
Yep.
And there was those great pictures of you and Ireland, the Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Ireland had a suggestion. He said, well, you know, there's an Islands right down the road. Why don't we all go there? The Islands was not prepared for what was coming.
Oh, really?
Way. Dude, we showed up and we must have had like 100 people with us.
Wow. Whoa.
And we
had to be thrilled.
Oh, they were stoked.
That's
just nobody could move. but we took this place over, and it was a blast. So, listen, all things told, we turned lemonade from lemons, or however that
phrase. Yeah. We made lemonade out of lemons.
There you go.
Yeah. That's right.
Juego de what?
Huh?
Juego de naranjas, orange juice, right?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
What's lemon?
Limones.
Limones.
Sí. Yeah.
Juego de limones. All right, so I wanted to, by the way, and so many people worked hard on it, so yeah. Janessa was great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The whole
and all our partners that were there, right?
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, Children's Dental Fun Zone.
Yep.
There was a bunch of people out
there.
Yeah,
and and I'm sure they'll be back for the Mandy's is the next big event, and then the softball comes up, and then the golf comes up. We're in that time of year, which is always
when
fun.
Is the softball?
I don't know if we've got a date yet for softball.
Isn't it the All-Star game, like around the All-Star game for baseball?
The Friday before the All-Star
game. What is that date?
I have to look it up right now, but it's usually in July, one of the first.
No, I know that part of the equation.
I'm getting it right now.
Have we released the date for Mandy's 3?
Not yet.
In July. The All-Star game, really. Shocker.
Don't mind
Just
Berge.
Know that's when it's going to be.
Don't mind Berge being a little testy, and I can't blame him either.
Why is that?
Why?
Well, you know, poor Berge. You know, he's there at the pickleball,
I
right?
would like the date, though, if you
he's
did.
Got, he's got no rain jacket.
Yep.
He's got no umbrella, okay? It's cold.
Yep.
It's wet. He's taken a beating. I mean, his whole getup was completely soaked. You know, you could just see he's wearing this gray thing.
He looked miserable.
The shoulders and the chest were. And then.
It was sad.
July
16th. And then you had a bunch of people. What's the date?
July 15th.
Okay. 16th.
16th.
Then you had a bunch of people.
Wait.
Giving Berge a hard time.
That can't be right.
Why not?
July 16th is a Tuesday, I believe.
It's yeah, the All-Star game. Tuesday.
So that means
the
Friday
our pickleball
before.
Is oh. a, I mean, not the pickleball, the softball.
The Friday before, dial it back 3 days.
Yeah.
So it's what's the date 12th. Then, Berge?
12th.
Oh,
the 12th.
Okay.
So you're saying something about me being cold?
Well, so poor Berge is like, you know, he's getting rained on.
Yep.
You know, and then he's got people texting him and calling him. When is this thing going to be called? What's the deal? What are you doing? like as if Berge could like have a direct line to Mother Nature.
He is the manager of audio operations.
Yeah, that's right. Part of the deal.
Not manager weather operations.
The buck stops there.
Yeah, but somebody's got to make the call. You know, it's like an election night. Somebody's got to make the call.
Yeah,
you know.
Finally did happen. By the way, it cleared up right after.
Oh, I know. As we were leaving.
It cleared up as we were leaving.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now, why did we have to leave at that point? It's just, it was so late. It was already 1 o'clock, and just that was it.
Well, I
we
think
didn't
a
have
lot,
the park.
I think a lot of the players probably said, you know, well,
right? That's probably true.
Hanging around.
Yeah,
Chris Morales with a squeegee is not going to save the day.
Uh-oh. Here he comes.
Oh, no.
Coming at me with a frisbee.
Wow.
So, did you guys all? You heard Shohei?
I did.
Now that was my. My theory all along, guy stole money, used it to pay off gambling debts. He didn't know about it.
Look,
that's essentially what he said.
I am closer to your side now. I still have questions.
Sure.
Right? Like, how did he get access to your accounts? Is he also like your personal assistant?
Right.
Like, how other ways was he being employed by you that he had access to these accounts? I still have those questions, and I think those are reasonable questions. But, DeMarco, you played professional sports. I'm sure there are plenty of guys you played with who there were people who had access to their finances.
Oh, God. He's not the first athlete to be robbed.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, you trust the wrong people and they steal from you. It happens. It happened to him. The difference between normal athletes and him, he's got $700 million.
Right. He makes $60 million just on endorsements.
I told him Baker Mayfield got robbed by his own family.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
You trust the wrong people, and this is the stuff that happens.
Cappy, you going along with this?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, Cappy,
good.
Cappy,
good,
Morales, and Lindsay are in the cynical camp.
They all think
the
worst.
I'm always cynical.
And my friend Willie has been texting me in my group chat since this happened, and he's been conspiracy Willie, right? He's just going up.
Conspiracy Willie.
Yeah,
that's
he's
what they
all,
call him.
He's all in my group
name.
Chat, and he's got everybody but one person riled up saying that this is absolutely true. They're tweeting me. They're sending me the Pete Rose thing.
Wow.
Where he's saying, I wish I had interpreted, which Morales is all in on.
Oh, wow.
Morales
sure.
and Conspiracy Willie. They're like the same person.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're always going to take the cynical side. Why are you so cynical, Cappy?
Well, I mean, for me, I just go back to the reporting. So you guys don't believe ESPN's reporting on the story?
I do. I don't think he said anything that was contrary to it.
Okay, well, go back and
he
read the article.
He actually supported ESPN's reporting.
Okay. Go back and read the article from Tisha Thompson.
Yep.
Where she goes through the timeline of what happened. And that timeline makes me suspicious. Now, here's the thing. I'm not. I don't know who did what at this point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Ohtani sat there with his guy and he made the transfers because his guy was in big trouble. And Ohtani's like, hey, I'm your best friend and I'm not happy with you, but I will help you get out of this mess. I don't know if that's what happened, but I just know that there were too many stories at the beginning. There are too many crisis managers that are involved. And so I'm just skeptical.
So I'm trying to figure out where the wiggle room is. Shohei says Ipe stole the money and used it to pay gambling debts.
Right, which now makes sense.
Ipe says, I stole the money and used it to pay gambling debts. Yeah, where exactly is the wiggle room? Yeah. Where's the conspiracy?
Well, and it all now makes sense when the subject line of the wire said loan. Because if you're Ipe, of course you would write that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Why wouldn't you write that? Because it's not your account.
It's not your money.
Of course you write loan in the subject line.
And here's the other part, Mace, is that now you look at the interpreter and, you know, now there are people that are questioning his resume.
His resume is made up.
Right. Well, he didn't go to UC Riverside.
No. He never worked for the Red Sox.
Right. Never worked for the Yankees.
Yeah. So he's like Anna Delvey from Inventing Anna.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
I don't get that reference, but
he's like George O'Leary at
Notre
Dame.
George O'Leary at Notre Dame.
That's probably a more sportsy reference.
Yeah. I don't know. I think George O'Leary's a million years ago, but.
Well, right. Yeah, but
it's sports.
What did you say?
Yeah. Anna Delvey from Inventing Anna. Bergman just watched that show. The one about the scam artist in New York. You saw it, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I know the
joke. They're the same person.
Yeah, they're the same person. Ipe and Anna Delvey.
Wow. You're Anna so Delvey. Yeah. There you go.
My favorite part of the story, though, is that Dodger fans do not want this to continue. They don't want to even hear about it
Dodger
anymore.
Fans could care less. They want a World Series.
I may call my friend Conspiracy Willie on the show.
Conspiracy Willie, get him on.
I may get him on the show.
Yeah, get him on, George. Yeah. I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah. I think this thing is now going to officially quiet down. I mean, I think that was sort of...
Well, I mean, I don't know what else there is to say for a while until the feds tell us what happened.
Yeah, the feds Where's will tell us. And right. and the
Oh, here it comes. Here's and Conspiracy Christopher
charges against Ipe that Shohei says will be filed.
Right.
For stealing money. And here's Morales. He's going to talk about how it's all made up.
Go ahead. It's just...
Somehow it's Dave Roberts' fault.
Dave Roberts did it.
Look at the face.
You just are a worthless Dodgers apologist, Mace. This is just who you are.
What am I apologizing Dodgers apologist for?
This isn't about you. We got to do a show together.
What am I apologizing for?
It's just, you just believe it. You lick it up. Oh, Shohei, you're so right. We want to believe. It's all going to be okay.
Shohei says the money was stolen by Ipe. Ipe says, I stole the money.
Okay.
So where's the disconnect?
People never lie.
Who's lying?
They have the same lie.
So Mike, Conspiracy Willie believes that basically, he's going down. What was Barry Bonds' guy, Balco?
Victor Conte?
Greg Anderson. He thinks that Ipe, Conspiracy Willie believes that Ipe is Greg Anderson.
I believe that.
It could be.
But he's taking the fall.
I mean, he's going to take the heat, but I think he did it. I believe Shohei.
When I get down to it and I say, all right, Shohei says Ipe stole the money and paid gambling debts. And Ipe says, I stole the money and paid gambling debts. Yeah. I don't know where the
But wait,
do you think when you have 5 days to get your story right, you can? Like, since they screwed it up out of the gate and there were multiple versions of a story.
Wait.
After 5 days.
He explained the multiple
after
versions.
After 5 days, you don't think they can get on
if
the same page?
If you listen carefully, he explained
but
exactly
after
why
five
it went
days,
down the way it
could
did.
You get on the same page? Yes
right.
or no?
But here, of here yes, it also, you can. Also, the original story was done with Ipe.
Right.
So, of course, that version of the story is going to get out first.
It's Ipe's story.
Right.
He decided to talk to someone for two hours. After he told the story, they went back to the hotel room and
figured out the story.
And Ipe said, no, that's not, you stole that money.
Chris, Mace, would you feel this way amazing. About Ohtani if he played for the Angels?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
Right? No, we'd absolutely be talking
about
it.
Would.
But he'd be guilty.
Yeah. But he would not be guilty.
You would be crucifying him.
If
he played for the Angels, I wouldn't.
How about the Yankees?
There's no reason to. I wouldn't.
So you would just be like, hey,
he's
it's over.
Look, I love baseball. He's the biggest star in the game. I don't want anything to happen to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, how great would it be when he wins the MVP and like the World Series MVP?
Well, he might win the World and the MVP. He's not winning the World Series MVP. Right. That would require them to win the World Series.
It's happening.
Get to the World Series.
It's happening. Uh-huh. This is the year.
Uh-huh. I mean, listen, if there's one sport where spending the most money doesn't guarantee you anything, it's this sport.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah,
you don't know once you get to October.
I didn't realize, I saw it on video earlier, I didn't realize how fabulous Sedano's jacket is.
Oh,
it's a sweater.
It's a cardigan sweater.
Yeah, cardigan.
It's wonderful.
Now, I get mocked when I wear a cardigan.
You don't look like George Sedano. He's got the skin.
That's true.
I'm mocked when I wear a cardigan.
I don't mock you. I tell you how much I like his shirt. He's got
a day of growth.
Collection.
He's got a little scruff.
A little scruff going on.
Looks good.
Your scruff is gone.
I shave it off once a week.
But you should do it all the time.
No,
just get the electric and just it'll keep the scruff.
I get it clean once a week. Every Monday it's going to be clean. By the end of the week, I'll have scruff.
Nah, go scruff all the time.
Screw you.
Go scruffy, baby.
Scruffy. All right. They tell me that on Thursday for the live remote, I should drink. At Clearman's Galley.
You're doing one this year again?
Yeah. No.
With Cappy?
For opening day. No. Cappy's not there. Me and
DeMarco.
You drink
to excess. You get
what
hammered.
I said is, you will not be berated and written up if you drink.
Yes.
Written up?
Yeah, he was written up last time.
You were written up?
Yeah.
Was I?
Yes and no.
Yeah, probably
it was
no than yes.
It was in an emergency file if ever needed.
They had something on you.
It's a file they would pull out if they had to ice me. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, exactly.
But it's kind of like when you wouldn't tell Ireland that he was getting fired.
Exactly, same thing.
In fact, if you do it and you do it well, you'll get a good job email from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, like this morning with a good job email?
That was a nice good job email.
You'll get another one.
Good job.
You'll get another one.
You know, affirmation is like oxygen for me.
Well, luckily we've got affirmations coming up in about 30 minutes.
Excellent. All right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Cappy's affirmations. Yeah. I love that.
I know you do.
I love that bit. Yeah. I listen to affirmations all night long. I need affirmations.
Yeah.
Cappy, do you need them?
Yeah, these are good ones today. These are good.
Yeah.
Do you use the, what's that, what's the app LeBron promotes?
Calm.
Calm, yeah.
Yeah, he uses Calm. I don't use, Calm app is quiet. It's just like.
It's just calm noise.
You can listen to like the river.
Correct. The ocean waves.
The rain.
That kind of thing. Exactly. Yeah. All right,
like
I'm done.
Saturday at pickleball.
Where are you going?
You got bonus time there. DeMarco, fantastic working
fun.
With you.
Isn't
always. Always fun.
And I will see you on Thursday at Clearman's Galley.
DeMarco and Geeter.
We'll get hammered.
Tomorrow, short show with me, Bergman, and Morales.
Well, it's a live imaging Tuesday. So
live imaging
Tuesday. But it's really you and Bergman.
Oh, it's me and Bergman. That's big.
Bergman stepping up to the plate.
Can I just say, am I the only person that thinks Bergman's really good on the air?
DeMarco.
No, everybody thinks Bergman's good on the air.
Yeah. John does
fun
it.
With some of the other
Ireland,
stuff we worry
John
about.
John does
Ireland,
it.
Yeah. Ireland
it's,
does not.
It's just the other stuff that we're like kind of on.
Exactly.
The air stuff, he's fine.
The management stuff, you question.
He didn't get the rain to stop the other day. That's his
true,
fault.
True.
Yeah.
All right. See you tomorrow at 1.
Here we go. 4:21, Monday afternoon in the Southland. You ready, Cappy?
Come on.
Sit down with Cap. Your Monday afternoon. Let's go.
Bing, ba-da-bum.
A boop.
Ding, da da
boop. Doo, da da da.
Bum, bing, a bump. Boom, ba da bump.
Sedano and Cap is on. We're doing a little live fun today, even though Sedano's not happy about it. Because this is the only day.
I didn't know. I just was like, oh, you're here today too?
That's not how you said it. I mean, like, oh, you're here.
Oh, yeah, you're here.
Because this is the only full show we will have together this week.
Yeah.
Cappy will pop into, I guess, combo plate, early combo plate. The Lakers are on the road. And we've got March Madness, Jack. So let's have some fun together for the next 3 hours, shall we?
What's all that stuff in the kitchen?
Oh, this morning we had a Women's History Month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Team company meeting. Right. Judy Foudy spoke to us.
Julie Foudy?
Yeah, the great Julie Foudy.
Dude, she's amazing. She's an excellent speaker, too.
She was great.
Yeah.
So they brought in bagels, all that stuff.
Any lox?
No lox.
Cream cheese?
I saw Funchy
lots
over
of cream
there
cheese.
In the
capers?
Kitchen.
No capers.
Onions?
No, it wasn't
tomatoes?
Really, it wasn't like a traditional
cucumbers?
Jewish. No. It wasn't a traditional Jewish bagel spread, even though I enjoy one. It was just like it was a white people bagel spread.
Oh, really?
And some muffins, but lovely.
It was not a cacophony of traditional gizzards and spices?
Cacophony
is an excellent word.
No. But right. Here we are. Let's have some fun the next 3 hours. Welcome in to Sedano and Cap. Coming up at 4:45, give or take, Dr. Robert Clapper, how are you, will join us.
He would have required locks, I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shidano's going to defend Shohei. Will
I'm not,
Cappy?
I don't know about defend.
Will Cappy?
Wow.
Plus, there's a producer Lindsay parking drama.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
There's drama.
Because when you think drama, no, never mind. Yeah. And producer D is here.
What's happening?
You're not lying.
Yeah, what's happening?
Happening.
So let's have some fun.
All right, let's
do it. Have you dried off yet from Saturday?
Oh,
let me tell you something.
I was
about
so wet and cold when I got home.
Yeah.
Hey now.
But how great was Saturday? Honestly, like,
amazing.
It's one of these weird things where we all came expecting to play pickleball. That was the name of the event. The rain just kept coming down, wouldn't stop, no relief in sight. And yet, nobody walked away from that and went, well, that sucked. You know, everybody walked away and went, that was like the greatest time ever.
Yeah. It was definitely memorable. It's something we'll all remember. And thank you to everybody who came on out. Actually, all week, Madness Week, Islands, Pizza Hut, and then Saturday in Found Valley. Even though it was wet, we got to see some great fans party. And here's the one thing I learned from Saturday more than anything.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If we're ever all homeless, we just find Beto, because Beto will be our leader. Oh, yeah. I felt like the way the parking structure was, we were under an overpass, and we were all like creating our own world with tequila and puff and all kind of champagne. And it was pouring outside,
yeah.
And it was muddy, but everybody was smiling and happy, and Beto was the leader.
Oh, big time.
He
big
was
time.
The leader of like District 9 in the middle of the Found Valley
District
parking lot.
Is a great reference.
I like how some people, though, were like, hey, you know, I don't really ever do that. Oh, okay, well, since everybody else is, I'll try it a little bit.
Let's be specific. They were talking about Puffin the Dragon.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden people were passed out in their cars. It's like, whoa, easy, easy.
Then many of the team went across the street, which I didn't know Pho was across the street. So Lindsay and Ramona and Mace, they went over
and they
to
drank
the
out of a coconut.
Yeah, to the pho place across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all went down to the islands.
Island boy.
Well, that was afterwards, yes.
And Christopher, how amazing was it? Because we took over that islands. They were like, hey, it's Saturday. There's some college basketball games on. Yeah, we expect a decent crowd. They had no idea that Team 710 was pulling in, and we took that place over.
We literally did. That Islands bar has never been that packed. Everybody was there, and it was great. It was a great time. So thanks for everybody that came on out. Press the Flesh. What's next? Well, Thursday, Mason and Ireland, Travis and Sliwa, they'll be at Clearman's Galley for the annual opening day live broadcast. We got the NFL Draft coming up. This show's going to be on the road a little bit, maybe in the South Bay. More details to come for NFL Draft Thursday and Friday. Then Cinco de Mayo is coming, and then, of course, Mandy's 3. Just about a little less than 3 months away, so get ready, sucka.
And then Bergman dropped us on us today that the softball game, did I understand this right, is Friday, July 12th?
I believe so. That before you say anything.
No, we need to talk about that.
Those dates were sent out to everybody in December.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, honestly. The graphic was sent out.
That's Del Mar's opening day.
No,
come on, man.
Usually I'm the one that like doesn't side with Cappy, but I don't remember the softball thing being sent out.
And we posted the graphic on social media.
I'll look it up.
It's opening day, Del Mar.
Yeah. That's great. Does Del Mar pay you a salary?
A lot.
I'm just asking a question.
George is looking for receipts right now.
Plus, I believe your contract's up June 30th anyway.
Right, which is great for me because I get out of it.
Was this email sent by you?
Tommy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I hear DeAndre already giggling back there. Now, DeAndre, did you meet some of my homeboys that came up from San Diego for the pickleball event?
I did. You know, Cap introduced me to one of his guys named Bernard, and shout out to him, man. After I was leaving pickleball, I ran into him in the parking lot after I was talking to Mario and Beto. And it was kind of a weird interaction because I was like, oh, what's going on? Because he's like, hey, what size shoe do you wear? And I was like, I wore a 14. And then he was like, all right, come to my car. So I went to his car.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Did he like fall off the truck or something?
Yeah. Aren't you a little worried when somebody you don't know asks what size shoe you are?
Exactly.
And then says, come to my car.
He's like, he like signaled me, waved me over there. I was like, okay.
Wait, you said okay, no problem? Like no questions asked?
Hey, look, you know, I don't know. You know, cause like I said, if Cap introduced me to him, I trust him, man. So I went over there and all of a sudden he had like 8 to 10 boxes of Pumas. So,
wait a minute, what?
Yeah, he had like
how did I miss this happening?
He had like 8 to 10 boxes of Pumas. And all of a sudden, he just saw like, what size you said you were? I was like, I'm a size 14. So then he starts handing me like.
Did he have 14-inch Pumas?
Oh, he did. He started handing me like at least like 3 pairs. He's like, here you go.
Cappy. Are they
jacked?
No.
Wait a second. By the way,
no, they were legally obtained.
He has a really nice red Tesla. Okay,
really nice red Tesla.
So you're looking at him and you're going, okay, he seems like a trustworthy guy. Now he's a brother who got a lot of tattoos all the way up on his neck, including a Lakers tattoo right on the inside of his arm.
Oh, I saw that guy. Yeah.
Okay. So what happened next?
So it gets better. After he hands me the one pair, I'm like, oh, cool, man, thank you. He's like, hold on, I'm not done. I got to get rid of these. So he starts handing me another. So hold on. That's why it gets better. He's like, oh, the reason why I'm getting rid of these, he explained, the reason why I'm getting rid of these and I'm giving them to you is because my nephew is Mikey Williams. I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, he's playing at UCF now, and he's no longer with Puma. So I was like, oh, so I'm just handing him shoes.
Yeah, hold on for a second. I've experienced a little of this stuff with Keyshawn because he has a lifetime Adidas deal. Mm-hmm. There's not just multiple sizes just flying everywhere. They deliver you the sizes you request.
Right.
So
he happened to know that you were the right size?
I don't know.
Did he have pairs of shoes other than 14s? Is Mikey a 14?
No, he's definitely not a 14. His nephew's like 6 foot.
This sounds like Shohei's interpreter. Okay. You know who my guy is? Oh, yeah. I got Pumas to get rid of. I got to get rid of this stuff.
So how many pairs did he give you, Big D?
Gave me three pairs.
Of 14s.
And I promise you, freshly new, not like, honestly. Like,
are you rocking a pair today?
No, I'm not. They're basketball shoes. See, I'm going to bring them on the court one day.
Okay. All right. And then what other sizes did he have? He didn't offer me any new Pumas.
Who else endorses Puma in the NBA?
I know Rozier has a deal with Pumas.
Do they make big?
I think maybe Jalen.
Are there basketball shoes?
LaMelo Ball, Puma. Yeah, LaMelo Ball.
Are there basketball shoes any good?
Michael Porter Jr., Marcus Smart, Scoot Henderson.
Oh, Scoot.
RJ Barrett. Okay.
So Big D, you got three pairs of
three
new Pumas.
Three pairs of brand new Pumas.
Because my boy Bernard Thompson showed up coming all the way up from the border.
Exactly.
I mean, he's down at the border, Jack.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you
exactly.
just say his name?
Whose name?
The guy. Did you
Bernard.
Just, did you
yeah, BT.
Oh, well, just say you might want to be careful because you never know, you know?
No, man. Listen, let me tell you something. That dude works in a hospital. He's a real dude, you know?
I don't know what that means.
He's a real dude.
He has a new Tesla, and what does he do at the hospital?
Next week he's moving pills from the hospital.
Come on, stop.
Guys,
come
I got to get rid of this.
By the way, Cappy?
Yeah.
I have not found an email from Tommy about
that. Good. Get Tommy in here.
I look, too. I don't see it myself.
I don't have an email from Tommy.
I'm a Chris on this one. We did post a social graphic.
And we did post the social graphic.
Yeah, I'm a Chris on this one.
But I'm just saying, Delmar's opening day.
Posting a social graphic and sending an email, formal email is different.
Cappy, here's the thing in life. Especially for people that are in, you know, years where deals expire and they get renewed, possibly. Mm-hmm. As I say to everybody, we all make choices. Mm-hmm. You can make the choice that you need to make in that given time.
Well, I may not be under contract at that time.
You may not be, right. But if you are, I just say we all make choices.
I don't know, man. The way you keep telling me that I'm done on right after the Mandy's, you said the Mandy's was my goodbye party.
I said it could be.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
No, I said it could be.
Okay.
What's Better the date of the Mandy's? Better go out with a bang, Cappy.
Yeah, I should go out with a bang. You're right, baseball. In the meantime, all I know is my boy DeAndre got three brand new pairs of Pumas. That's
nice.
All I know.
Shout out to Bernard, man. I'm forever grateful for that.
I don't see this email either, George.
Yeah, I have looked up and down. I have not seen anything with it.
Wow,
from
you hear
Tommy.
This, Chris?
I'm
wow.
not. It's not my thing.
There's
it's
an
Tommy.
Investigation going
I'm
on.
I'm just
right
saying.
Now.
Like, I don't delete emails.
But I would just say this. Based on the list of people that have gone the wrong way against Tommy, I wouldn't go the wrong way against Tommy.
I'm not going the wrong way
wait,
against
Tommy.
No,
don't,
no, wait.
Don't you remember last year? Like
He's got
asked,
a body count.
He first, asked about the dates.
Yeah, first of all, there's not going against Tommy if there's no email.
He's got the body count.
Okay, that's fine. So do I.
Nah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but not on the GKB side.
Yeah.
On the other side, maybe.
Little do you know.
Well, ooh. I don't know. I wouldn't go against Tommy.
Don't go against
me. He's the boss of the family now.
I got your back, Cappy.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh,
appreciate
yeah. Please,
that.
If there's one guy that never has your back, Cappy, it's
I just
George
said
Sinatra.
It on the air.
No,
live
come
on. The
on.
That's like no email.
That's like Shohei saying I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shohei didn't know.
You've got well, Cappy's
the feds
back.
Will know.
You got Cappy's back.
I got Cappy's back on this one.
Okay.
Just on this one, though.
Just on this one.
I was very clear. See, the words are very clear. I got your back on this one.
That's what Ohtani probably said to his interpreter. Don't worry, bro. I got your back. I'll make those payments for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, come over to my car. I got some new Pumas in the back.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's get to Ohtani in a second. But first, Cappy, we had a lot of great partners at the pickleball event, including our friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. And let me tell you something, parents. I know what you're thinking. Oh, my goodness. Taking my kids to the dentist is a huge pain in the you-know-what. Yeah, it usually is. But you haven't seen this place. I went to their West Covina office the other day. It is out of control. There is no way a kid wouldn't love this place. First of all, you walk in. They got this like huge fish tank. All these fish in there. The kids will love that. They got iPads everywhere. Movies playing everywhere. I mean, legitimately like a crafts table. Like, this place is insane. Like, I wish they would have had something like this when I was a kid. You want the best for your kids, right? Well, choosing the right dentist, it doesn't have to be challenging anymore because you go to Children's Dental Fun Zone, one of their 17 locations across Southern California, and you're good to go. Whether you're in the IE, whether you're in the OC, whether you're in LA County, you know, the valleys, both valleys, they got you up there in LA County. So they're good to go at Children's Dental Fun Zone, specializing in children's dentistry and orthodontics with state-of-the-art equipment, personal attention your kids deserve. And they got all the stuff I mentioned, movies, iPads, toys for your kids to play while they're there. And for parents, this is important. They accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. So to book your child's next appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, it's got fun in the name, man. That's all you need to know. Go to their website, cdfzone.com, Children's Dental Fun Zone, cdfzone.com, or call them at 800-717-KIDS. That's 800-717-KIDS.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I didn't have enough drama in my life. You had to rile everybody up. I got people telling me to change the All-Star Friday night date. We're in March.
Well, listen, we only have one show this week, so I needed to throw a little extra anarchy in on a Monday.
Yeah, I don't have enough going on. I appreciate that.
You know, we got a bowl. It's like this show has a bowl. There's a bowl of stuff. And then, you know, only one show together, so it's, you know, let's throw some anarchy in there.
Like
anarchy.
No idea.
Yeah.
On this day in 1972, the number one hit, America.
Yep.
A horse with no name. Like the Pepe horse or just a regular horse?
The horse.
By the way, Pepe was...
The horse.
Pepe was out there Saturday in the pouring rain.
I know.
Looking money.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of this song, hold on, Big D. Put this up for one quick second. Chris, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for Friday night.
Yes.
At the Whiskey in West Hollywood, you, me, and Mace bringing Yachtly Crew onto the stage. And I know they're playing back-to-back nights at the Whiskey. Saturday night's jam-packed, completely sold out. Friday, limited number of tickets still kind of available. I want everybody to get out there on Friday night. Now, what we did, Chris, is we got hotel rooms across the street.
Nice.
Because I'm telling you right now, it is on like the break of dawn on Friday night.
Beautiful. Okay. We'll get to that more coming up. Yachtly Crew Friday night at the Whiskey. Get your tickets. Saturday is sold out, as Cappy mentioned. And we're going to party, party. Plus, I believe Corporate Greg will be there. Producer Lindsay might be in the building. Some of the COT and the CTO. Why not? They'll be there too. But now, hit the music, D. It is time for Cappy's Daily Affirmations. And then we'll talk about Shohei.
Okay. Here it comes. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Now you don't. Yeah, I don't.
What does sure mean?
I don't feel like you're really ready.
I mean, I'm ready.
Take a deep breath. Be present in the moment.
I literally just did that to make Chris laugh. It was really my only intention to say that word for that.
Okay, everybody. Here are your three daily affirmations. Remember, for those of you that are just getting with us, why are you doing this?
Go ahead.
It's just because I keep telling myself how fat I am.
Well, you have visceral fat. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did you happen to see Radio Michael out there on Saturday?
I did.
With his shirt that says 100% visceral fat?
Yeah, I
saw
it.
And he's an Indian dude. You know that?
Yeah. And I met Jasmeet the day before at Islands, and then he was there at the pickleball as well. He was the guy who tweeted us that one day.
Here is, that's right, Jasmeet, that's right. Here are our daily affirmations for those of us that say mean things to ourselves. Number one, this is short and sweet, George. I am magnificent.
Like the Magnificent Morocco?
Love the Magnificent Morocco. Great wrestler.
Yeah.
Here's number two. I abandon my old habits and take up new, more positive ones. See, so like when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't say to myself, you fat, ugly, disgusting pig. I look at myself and I go, you know, for your age and for what you do and how you live and how you eat, you know, you look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Here's number three.
Número tres.
I radiate beauty, charm, and grace.
Definitely two out of the three.
Let that sink in, people. Say it with me. I radiate beauty,
charm,
and grace.
And grace.
Very good, Lindsay Baseball. Very, very good. There's your daily affirmations, everybody.
All right. Sounds good, Cappy. Now, do you believe that... what did you believe Shohei radiated today?
I would call it backpedaling. I would call it...
Really? That's an interesting choice, but go ahead.
Listen, here's the thing. The story came out the way it did, and there were so many versions from the beginning that I don't know who to believe and who not to believe. And because of that, I have lots and lots of skepticism in my brain. Look, could Shohei Ohtani, unbeknownst to him, have had his best friend take money and send it to an illegal bookmaker without Ohtani knowing that $4.5 million was gone? Sure. Okay, fine. That could happen.
Not really.
Believe that. Okay?
I don't.
But here's the flip side question. You ready? You're the bookmaker. You're not dealing with Ohtani. You're dealing with the interpreter. So what bookie do you guys know? Because if you do, let me get his number. What bookie do you know that lets you have $4.5 million worth of credit?
Wait. Okay. So let's backtrack a little, okay?
All right.
So we've learned today that Ipe didn't go to UC Riverside. He lied about that, right?
Well, we've learned that there is a report that UC Riverside says...
He has claimed that he went to school there.
Right, and they have
said... And they say we have no recollection of him, or no evidence of him even attending the school.
That is the report, yeah.
Correct. I mean, the school's not going to lie.
Why not?
Oh, come on.
Are you serious with this?
All I'm saying is
hold on.
Yeah.
What incentive does the University of California Riverside have to lie about this?
Well, this is me being a skeptic here, okay? That between the time it was announced and the time that we are now hearing this story, which came out yesterday, I don't know, maybe somebody gets to them and they go, hey, listen, we're going to make a nice donation here. Here's what you guys say.
I feel like today is going to be one of those days to reach through this microphone.
Don't do it. No, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. And strangle you!
No, you leave me alone. Mr.
And then
Black Belt.
Throw you into the bus. You're not even getting a car.
So I'm not going to Terminal H. You're going to throw me into the bus.
Terminal O.
Oh, Terminal O. Well, it's right next to Terminal H because it's OH, isn't it?
No, it's not. Oh. It's further down.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I know it sounds crazy and it sounds ridiculous. And look.
Now you're saying a school is lying, public institution.
I'm saying that. Now, when you have a crisis manager at work, okay, what is it you want to do? You want to discredit one side, right? Who has the money, Ohtani or the interpreter? Ohtani has the money. So he hires the very best crisis management team you can find, and then they go to work on discrediting the guy who's, you want to turn him into a liar. Look, I would say this, George, if UC Riverside comes out and says that he never went to school there, I tend to believe them, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
You know who else I really believe? Who? I believe the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, why are they going to lie? And the Yankees, too, by the way.
Well, here's why the Red Sox might lie. But here's why they might. because Major League Baseball then goes to them and says, hey, look, we got to cover this whole thing up. As far as you know, he never worked for you guys. And now, hey, no, that's the way it's got to be. We got to protect our biggest fish here, Ohtani. As far as you guys know, this guy's a liar and he never worked for you.
It's like the mob. Like he was like, he never worked for you. He never worked for you. It never happened.
Go ahead, Cappy.
I mean, the thing is that I didn't watch this Ohtani press conference this afternoon and walk away and go, well, he's innocent. I didn't walk away from it and go, well, he's guilty. I just walked away and said, that's what you probably are supposed to do, is you distance yourself from the guy who you're now saying stole from.
Here's the answer that nobody wants to hear because it's boring. It's not hot takey. It doesn't allow for a show to continue and continue speculation. You know what's going to happen? The feds are involved. You know who never loses? The feds. So we're going to find out exactly what happened.
So my question is, people are like, oh, well, you hear all the time about business managers stealing their, celebrities' money and blah, blah, blah. That stuff also happens because they're like using third-party companies to like fleece people and siphon money over a period of time.
DeMarco was on earlier talking about he knew players that legitimately had a very similar situation.
Where they had a $500,000 wire transfer from $500,000
also is relative to what the person was making. Like, there's that. But the guy makes $60 million just on endorsements
every year. Do people really believe that multiple...
Do you think Shohei Ohtani's checking his bank account every day?
I would imagine if he noticed $1 million over a period of time and say, hey, that's a pretty big transaction that was wired.
There's a reason Shaquille O'Neal says that he had three people managing his money and a fourth person watching them.
Well, why doesn't Ohtani have somebody managing his money?
Well, I don't know if he does or doesn't.
He said he doesn't.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
Well, I'll tell you guys, seriously.
I just don't believe that $500,000 multiple times.
Because you're thinking it in terms of normal people.
But even then, that's still like, it's not, he deferred all his money. So, I feel like it's all he has that. He doesn't have $700
million in the bank.
Right.
That goes to show you how little he cares about money.
Okay.
He deferred $68 million a year.
I just don't know, if I have to, prove my identity to send, a $1,000 domestic wire transfer, I don't know how. It'd be one thing if it was, siphoned and funded, all these different ways, but a $500,000 bank-to-bank wire transfer from his bank
We don't know that's exactly how it went down.
That's what ESPN reported.
Well, the other thing is...
We don't know that's for sure, though. ESPN also reported initially, not to disrespect our guys, but initially their story was about Ipe, and there was a lot of stuff that we, at least now, are led to believe is not true.
Well, again, I think that the way the story was originally reported, particularly by ESPN, leads me to have a lot of questions and not just...
Oh, there's a lot of questions. There's no question about that.
I don't feel like Ohtani today made it say, oh, you know what? It goes away from here. Now, I will say this. There are a lot of people who are listening today who are Dodger fans. And you know what? They don't care. They don't care. All they care about is go hit home runs, rehab your arm, come back and pitch fireballs, and let's get on with baseball. They don't want to hear about this because they got their guy. Everybody said Ohtani a year ago. The Dodgers didn't do anything a year ago in preparation for getting Ohtani this year. The Dodgers went out and spent over $1 billion this year in player acquisitions. All Dodger fans want to hear about is we're going to win the World Series. And this is a distraction from winning the World Series. So they don't want to hear about it. But I know for me, when you combine superstar with hundreds of millions of dollars, with lying and cheating and illegal gambling, I mean, the only thing this thing needs is a sex scandal. That's what we need now. I mean, just to make this thing the juiciest possible story ever.
Hey, you never know. Maybe his whole wife thing was a cover up. That was the next domino to fall, Cap.
I don't know. Listen, George, listen. Could Ohtani's interpreter have stolen this money out from underneath his nose without him knowing? Yes, 1,000%. Listen, I've been the victim of this once before in my life. Okay, I had somebody who worked for me, and this person had access to my bank accounts because this person was making payments through my bank accounts. So they had access to it. And by the way, I trusted this person with my life. This person would never steal from me, never. This person had access to my bank accounts. Guess what? About, 4 or 5 weeks into it, all of a sudden I realize there's a bunch of money missing. And it wasn't millions of dollars. It wasn't hundreds of thousands of dollars. it was a few tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the money was gone. Where did it go? It was so easily trackable. It was all electric. It wasn't cash. And when I found out that somebody who I trusted so intimately legitimately stole from me, and then this person said, no, I didn't steal from you. This person tried to turn the whole thing around. And so could all of that same stuff be happening here to Ohtani? Sure, absolutely, of course. But it just seems fishy because of the way it was originally reported.
Okay, well, let's attack some of that on the other side. How about that?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Also, the Lakers have won three in a row, if you're just keeping tabs at home. But anyway, speaking of the Lakers, my guy Jacob, big Laker fan. Of course, Big Dance is here too. And you know what? This is what teams have been looking forward to all season. They can't wait to compete in the tournament. You know my guy Jacob, his opponent in the bracket? That's right, insurance companies. But for Jacob, he treats every day like it's the madness of March. Jacob has scouted the competition, knows what they'll try to do. So if you get into an accident, you call him. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Jacob's able to counteract their attempts to lowball you, the insurance company, that is. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. That's right. That's right. Jacob is able to cover your medical expenses, your car rental, and get you the settlement that you deserve. Jacob has been doing this for more than 25 years, so experience matters, guys, when you're dealing with those insurance companies. Don't take a chance. Call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB, and let him continue to win big on your behalf. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com.
8 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. Shinano and Cappy, Monday afternoon.
Aretha.
The Queen of Soul. We lost her back in 2018, but happy birthday to Aretha Franklin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, Cappy.
Oh, I'm doing my dance right now. Everybody who's watching on YouTube, they know.
Go.
Here it comes, Cappy. You ready? Can you feel it, sucker?
Me going riding on the freeway.
Oh,
in a pink Cadillac.
Yes, indeed. Dr. Robert Clapper will join us in a moment. How are you? Plus, in minutes, we will tell you more about producer Lindsay's parking violation. And I have an update. I have an update from Tommy Lamb.
And Mark Cates, too.
Where the email is about
Where's it at?
The All-Star Friday night.
Was it sent by him?
We'll find out.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out.
That's called a tease.
Can we get to Conspiracy Willie, too, later?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call my buddy.
I want him on the air.
Conspiracy Willie?
Yep. I want that fool on
the
air.
He would love your idea of the Yankees and Red Sox were paid off, basically.
Not paid off. They're just cooperating with Major League Baseball.
I love a good conspiracy. Let's do it.
Oh. All right, let's talk to Dr. Clapper. Dr. Clapper, bring sanity back to this program, sir. How are you?
How are you?
Nice
to hear your voice.
Oh, you know, Clapper, thank God you're here. Because honestly, between Cappy and Lindsay and Christopher today, DeAndre's the only other person here who has got any semblance of sanity with me today. So I'm glad that now we can even up the room a little bit. So what do you got for us today, Dr. Clapper?
Well, what's so exciting in the world of sports medicine, we all went through the Aaron Rodgers where he almost came back mid-season from his Achilles tendon. What a revolution this technology means for the weekend warrior. Well, we're seeing right now, George Sedano, in the Phoenix Suns, something that I never thought I'd see before in my whole life, being a busy hip surgeon, which is Isaiah Thomas coming back with a hip implant to play for the Phoenix Suns. That's how revolutionary this whole idea is, and we're seeing it in Isaiah Thomas. And I'm just so excited, and I'm happy to give a clap revision if you want.
Oh, please let us know about IT, who the Lakers could potentially see in the play-in game at some point.
Yes, and let me tell you, he's going to be playing just fine. It's the same surgery Andy Murray, the tennis player, had. And we remember Bo Jackson, right? He hurt his hip. He had a hip replacement. He tried his best to come back. You can't, and I'm a guy who's done thousands of them, you can't come back to an elite level of play professionally after a hip replacement. Yet, the operation is different. He's had something called a Birmingham hip or a hip resurfacing. So let me give you a clap revision to explain what it is. I don't know if you're familiar with Carvel ice cream.
Oh, I love Carvel ice cream.
Yeah,
oh,
Fudgy the Carvel. Whale.
Yeah.
And there's actually one here in L.A., which I didn't realize. So let's pretend, clap revision, you've got a cone of vanilla ice cream of Carvel. Smooth, glistening, just like the cartilage on top of the ball and socket joint. Arthritis is as though you rolled it in sprinkles. It's no longer smooth, glistening, the surface of the cartilage. A hip replacement is you literally take the ice cream off the cone, what used to be vanilla and sprinkles, and now you just get a new ice cream, let's say, of chocolate. You replace the ice cream with a completely new flavor. That's a hip replacement. But what Isaiah Thomas had is a resurfacing. And only at Carvel will you enjoy something called a brown bonnet, where they literally take the cone, leave it there, and dip it upside down in the chocolate and cover it with a new, smooth, glistening surface. It's the same vanilla underneath, but now you have a new surface. Mm. That's what Isaiah Thomas has. His hip's not replaced, but he has a new cartilage surface made of cobalt chrome. It's amazing.
Interesting.
God, I want that ice cream. I want the rainbow sprinkles, because sometimes the chocolate sprinkles are also really, really amazing. But the rainbow sprinkles, especially at a Laker game when the dessert cart comes to the 710 suite, the vanilla ice cream with the rainbow sprinkles, so damn good. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got
yeah,
me thinking about
sure.
it, Dr.
The
Clapper.
Texture is what makes it.
Yeah.
So, Doc, what about Russell Westbrook? It seems like he's coming back earlier from his injury as well. He's got a hand injury, right?
Hand injuries, George, are really interesting because it's all about blood supply. You break your ankle, how long are you going to be out? 6 weeks. You break your kneecap, how long are you going to be out? 6 weeks. Every other area where I'm talking about bones that are broken, it's usually 6 weeks, but not in the hand. It's because of the circulation, and we don't have to look very far. 10 years ago, in 2014, Russell Westbrook broke his right hand, his shooting hand, and came back in less than a month. Now he's coming back 3.5 weeks after the injury, the fracture, to his left hand. But here's the reason why he's so special. It's because he shoots with his right hand, but he writes letters with his left hand. He's ambidextrous. So when you have a hand fracture like he has, he's different than everybody else. He's going to come back, and unfortunately for us, because we're Laker fans, he's going to give the Clippers a lot of extra energy.
So those of us that are ambidextrous are special? I just heard that. Is that right, Doctor?
You are definitely special, Scott, and it's because you're ambidextrous. And it's really something, a sight to behold, particularly when you're a basketball player as a point guard, where you're just as dangerous with both hands.
George, did you know that I was ambidextrous?
I did not know that.
You know, when I was playing football, I kicked with my right foot, and I punted with my left foot. I just said
to people,
there
was a kid at who's an L.A. kid. His name escapes me at the moment. Remember when I did that game in Idaho this past year? That big Division One AA game?
Yeah, I remember.
The kid who was, he was the kicker and the punter, he kicked, I believe he did the same thing. He kicked with his right and he punted with his left.
I would just tell everybody I went both ways. You know what I'm saying? But now I just tell everybody I'm special.
The other interesting injury that's out there in the NBA that I know you'll be interested in is Brandon Ingram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, former Laker Brandon Ingram. He's got 3 weeks, right, at the moment?
Yes, and it's because it's a bone bruise, a contusion in his knee. And people ask, why do you have to be out so long? He's just going to be reevaluated in 2-3 weeks. But I'm not so sure he's going to be ready to play at his level of basketball by that time. And the reason is this, and let me give you a clap revision. When you have a bruise to your muscle.
Right. And by the way, Doc, just for those that are listening, he hyperextended his knee driving to the basket.
Yes. He's lucky he didn't tear his posterior cruciate ligament, because that's usually what gets torn in a hyperextension. The fact that he just bruised his bone, but it's different when you bruise your arm versus bruising the bone. And here's a clap revision for you. When you look at those Olympic divers getting into the pool,
that little splash as they break the surface of the water, in just a few seconds, it dissipates and the water's flat again. But when you see a hockey player coming to a complete stop with his skates, scraping the frozen water of the rink, right? They need something called a Zamboni to smooth down the scratches. It's different when you actually break the surface of liquid, soft tissues. That's why a black and blue mark or a bruise in your muscle comes back in just, you know, a limited small amount of time. But when you bruise the solid, which is the bone, like bruising the ice, you need a Zamboni. You need time before you're going to come back and feel comfortable. And you could be out for many weeks with a bone contusion.
There he is. Dr. Clapper joins us every week at 4:45, normally later in the week, but we only have one show this week, Dr.
Amazing.
Clapper.
Ridiculous.
So thank you so much for joining us on our very weird week.
It's my pleasure, and thanks to Lindsay and Chris, and you guys are great. Keep up the great work. We all love listening to you.
All right, Doc. Thank you, buddy. Take care. There he is, the great Dr. Clapper with us here.
Bye, Doctor.
How are you? Clapper vision. There you go, Cappy. Cappy, from one friend to another.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Clapper, now tell us about your friend. Hello!
Everybody talks about it now. I mean, I got to tell you, out at the pickleball event on Saturday, even though there was no pickleball, people come up to me and they're like, hello! Everybody loves Avner Gatt, and here's why. Because if you have a problem where you're paying your homeowner's insurance every single month, when you finally need these people, you're like, hello, had a big accident at my house, need your help. And then they come out and they're like, yeah, well, we'll give you this amount of money. And you're like, no, that's not, that's like one-fifth of what we need. You call Avner Gatt, he takes care of it. That's why people love Avner Gatt, because he deals with the insurance companies and he wins on your behalf, making sure that you get the best result, not the insurance companies. And when you call Avner Gatt, 818-917-5256, I'll give you the number again, he answers the phone, okay? George, you know that tomorrow evening, even though we're not on the air tomorrow, I'm going to dinner with Avner Gatt tomorrow night. Did you know this?
I did not. No. Yes. Make sure when you see him, you tell him I say, hello!
I will do that. Listen, Avner Gatt has all the five-star ratings, whether it's Yelp or the Better Business Bureau or Google. And what that tells you is that he takes care of business. It's like I always say, nobody, and I mean nobody, messes with Avner Gatt and his team. If you find yourself in that situation where your homeowner's insurance company does not want to pay you what it's going to take to fix the damage in your home, and you've paid them every month like you're supposed to, you call Avner. He takes care of it. 818-917-5256. 818-917-5256, or make it even easier, go visit his website, Avner Gatt, AvnerGatt.com.